This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The lead prosecutor in Jefferson County is asking the state for help investigating the Edgewater Police Department. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Jeffco District Attorney Alexis King says that in investigating a former Edgewater Police Department officer, she discovered 5 years of misconduct and incidents in which officers there violated citizens' constitutional rights. She's asked State Attorney General Phil Weiser's office for a patterns and practices investigation into wrongdoing. Edgewater has a new police chief, and the alleged misconduct happened before he took over. He says he's committed to cooperating and helping the agency get on better footing. Weiser's office said they'll take the request into consideration. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A survey from CU's Lead School of Business shows Colorado's business leaders are feeling pessimistic, and CU's economists just cut their forecast for the state's job growth. Richard Wobekind is a senior economist at CU.
I guess you could say it's slowing a little bit more than anticipated.
Colorado's unemployment rate is at a historic low, but job growth in the state is lagging the U.S. A new effort at a popular El Paso County park aims to increase accessibility for visually impaired people. KRCC's Nikki Shapiro has more.
The Bear Creek Nature Center has added new tools to a section of the Songbird Trail to help visually impaired persons experience the area. The modified section consists of a boardwalk with a rope for guidance and interactive nature displays with an audio device that reads interpretive signs aloud. The devices are free and available during normal Nature Center hours. Nikki Shapiro, KRCC News.
And this is CPR News. For Metro Denver today, more showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Look for highs in the lower 70s. It's 8:06.